Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Nick Caserio was on with Chris Sims on Chris Sims' podcast, it looks like. Some cuts coming out of that over the last couple of days. It looked like a fun conversation, Seth, that the two of them had, Chris Sims and Nick Caserio.
They had a good old time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Chris, so I always enjoy this when Caserio gets up and talks during the draft, where his memory of how picks and trades went down usually isn't as good as our memory is amongst fans, because he's handling calls and trades all the time because they're such active traders that he doesn't really remember the details of how things go down immediately afterwards, especially. So Chris Sims played a guessing game with him where Caserio in the last 3 years has only used 3 picks that were the team's original picks.
Yes.
Every other pick that they've made has come about through either a single or multiple trades, and that's how the Texans have ended up with it. So Sims just asked him, hey, in the last 3 years, do you remember which 3 picks were your own?
Before we play this, what was your confidence level that Nick would be able to get all 3 of these?
I would have said pretty low, because yeah. I know we've cited some stat like similar to this, and I knew that one of them was a really tough one to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually didn't think of the most obvious one first. I thought of the hardest one, so I didn't think he would get it.
All right, here we go.
So it'd be 23, 24, and 25. All right, so Stroud, okay. I want to say maybe one of the second round picks in 23.
No, right round, but 24. And 24, you had a second 24. Round pick. Right.
Oh, okay. It would have been Kamari, right?
No, 42. I think it's Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher, round
was
two.
The original.
The original.
Kamari pick was the Minnesota pick, and then Blake Fisher was our original pick. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you can't even all keep right. track of all the damn trades you did.
No,
I know.
I believe me, Chris, I can't. The last one, I probably would have no idea.
No, and then it's one that I wouldn't have remembered.
Probably like a late
anybody.
Round pick or something.
It's round 7, right? It was Marcus Harris, exactly right, and he's no longer with your team. So, yeah.
All right, not bad. I'll give it a 1.5 out of 2.
I would have gotten the first 2. Oh, I saw this clip on the internet yesterday, Seth, and I was screaming Blake Fisher. Stroud's an easy one. Like you got the second pick in the draft because you stunk. So you pick Stroud. Obviously they trade up to get Will Anderson. Blake Fisher. I'm like Blake Fisher. The Marcus Harris. I could have been here. Well, I could have been here for 4 days.
He throws so many late round picks in just to even out deals and what have you that it's almost like that pick was just the penny that happened to be left in the washing machine.
Totally,
it's just random chance that one was untouched. It wasn't like it was some sacred pick that could never be moved.
Great analogy. When I heard it was a seventh round pick, I'm like that. I would have never get like because you're right. He uses seventh round picks. Those he never uses those picks. He just uses them as fodder to go get other picks. That he actually used one and used it on their own pick was wild to me. So good job, Nick. You got one. Kind of got the second one. You needed some hints, and we'll absolve you for Marcus Harris.
It just reminds me. I used to have a coin collection as a kid. I got to call my mom. What the hell did Cynthia do with that? How much is that thing worth by now?
Dude, I had boxes and boxes of baseball cards, and I don't know where they are. You know what I mean? Like, and it's
there's at least some really good ones in there.
Dude, yes. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, I mean, there's a box of cash sitting somewhere. And my dad's three houses removed from the house I grew up in now, so who knows who got those in every move that's been made, and whatnot. Yeah. I just know I don't have them. I could
screw
use
those people. They're bastards.
Yeah,
no this was I thought this was interesting because Nick got pretty kind of agitated when asked in one of the post-draft press conferences about drafting for need versus drafting best player available. He gave us a thought out answer. We had ChatGPT ask the question.
Yeah, it was a good
instead
job
of us.
You.
That way he could get mad at big data, but not you and
That's
I.
That's right.
But this was Chris Sims yet again asked, hey, how do you navigate that drafting best player available versus drafting for need?
Yeah, you have to just figure out how do we get the best players in the building regardless of position.
Okay.
Now, if you have potentially an opening or opportunity and you have two players that may be graded on an equal plane, then maybe you lean towards one area or the other. But you don't want to rule anybody out because, quote unquote, what you have in the building or what you have on paper, because as we all know, things change in a hurry. So there may not be a, quote unquote, need or an opportunity in its current form, but a few months down the road, maybe things have changed or shifted and you're going to feel like, you know what, not that you knew that was going to happen, but you've just put yourself in a decent position. And I think you have to understand your team, understand where the contracts, maybe how they're built. But ultimately, the competition is going to sort itself out amongst the players.
See, I like that answer. That's a good answer to that question.
It is. I think he kind of – something we talked about with him is that notion that need can be a tiebreaker.
Yes.
If you got two guys at the exact same grade and you need this position, you don't need the other one. Okay, that's pretty simple. The biggest thing I've realized is I've spent more time on this than I wanted to, just kind of going around looking at different GMs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The reason GMs get sensitive about it is because drafting for need – there's a perception or there's a connotation there that you're just constantly overdrafting guys just because you need that. And Nick had said something about when he was with us, you got to be careful about just how much you value need, because if you do it, and what I read from it was if you do it continually, nobody's smart enough to be consistently smarter than the market or the 31 other NFL teams.
Yep.
If you stretch that often, it's going to come back to bite you. But I think it's also that it's why he trades so much. I think that if he's in a position where there's a really good player and he's the best player available, but it's not a position of need, then if there's a good deal out there, he's probably going to trade into a different band of players.
Yeah. Now, I just look at their draft this year, and I'm just going to go with the first five guys they took. The four guys they took on day two, plus Woody Marks, who they traded a third from next year's draft to move in and get in the fourth round. There were a lot of ties getting broken on those first five picks. You know what I mean? Like there was, because I feel like all five of those first picks, if you were to have listed the needs for the Texans before the draft, I would have said offensive line for sure. I would have said wide receiver for sure. I would have said another dynamic running back for sure. And I probably would have on defense said depth at corner. They had too many games last year that if Kamari Lassiter missed the game, you're trotting D'Angelo Ross out there. Their cornerback depth fell off a cliff. Now, they signed Ronald Darby, and he's a vet, and he's solid enough. but they draft Jalen Smith out of USC. Like, I would submit that all five of those guys they picked were need positions for the Texans.
Right, and I think, again, like it is every single year with Caserio, he moved around a lot to get to some of those spots.
Yes.
And that where if, like, okay, with these guys are available here, if we get to here, that makes sense on our trade value chart. And likewise with trading back from 25, I think they, as he said, there were at least a couple guys that they thought were appropriate there, but they got an offer that made sense and they took the extra draft capital because the Giants quote unquote lost by trade value on that.
Yeah.
But they were perfectly willing to move back up into the first
round. Do you like his approach to the draft?
Yeah, I like it a lot because the prevailing thinking in a lot of circles is, hey, trade back. The more swings at the plate as possible is better. DaCosta, the GM of the Ravens, had a good interview about that. Yeah. That was very much a strategy with Bill Belichick for years. And that was where Chris Sims actually pointed that out and asked Caserio, you know, how is this different from New England and why is it different from New England?
That's how we approach it. I would say, here in Houston, we probably have shown more, I would say, ability or just openness to going up and down or sitting. And versus in New England, I would say a little bit more trade back.
Right.
There's no one size fits all. You have to do what is best for you, what you think makes the most sense.
Yeah, and I think that, like, Nick's very aware of the theory that, hey, as many picks as possible is a smart way to do
it.
He
mentioned DaCosta in the interview himself.
Right, actually mentioned DaCosta earlier in the interview. And there's just, I think the way he does it, it's way more aggressive. The danger would be, okay, are you moving around this aggressively because you think you see opportunities that other people don't see? I don't think he looks at it that way. I think it's that he wants to be able to address need, but he doesn't want to do it at a stupid cost.
Yes.
So they try to remain true to their board as much as possible, but he's perfectly willing to move up and down to try to get to those spots to where they can help the team most.
Yep. It was a good conversation. Go out of your way to find it, Caserio and Chris Sims. It was a good interview.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Friday. Diana Rossini got some what I'm assuming is owner Anon info, Seth, from the Tush Push Summit meeting a couple days ago. As you pointed out, they had a meeting that had everybody there to talk about it. Then they had a private meeting with just the owners, presumably to keep all the secrets in one room. You know, like that will be an airtight room, the one with the owners. Nope.
Yes.
Diana Rossini's just posting stuff. There's definitely owners that are texting her and whatnot. Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. These billionaires who are on like medically unethical doses of testosterone replacement, whichever study drug they're using these days, everything else, those will be the guys that won't talk. The guys with just incredibly large egos, and understandably so.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the ones that you can trust them to keep a secret.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. The funniest pieces, not funniest, I think most noteworthy and funny, from Diana Rossini's piece about this, about the Tush Push Summit meeting with the owners. One of the quotes from Lurie, Jeffrey Lurie, who did a one-hour speech, and I'm not exaggerating, did a one-hour presentation on why the Tush Push should not be banned. He's the owner of the Eagles. Quote, "It's the safest play in the history of the game. Whoever votes to ban this play is taking liability for putting risk on our quarterbacks." End quote. That's the blood is on your hands kind of thing. Right?
That's so much drama.
I know.
In the NFL this weekend. We get these guys making these grandiose. Meanwhile, the NFL is claiming that it's a safety hazard, but they leave Alan Mills, chief medical officer, at home, doesn't testify. That's the weirdest and dumbest thing about this entire campaign by the majority of the teams to get rid of the Tush Push are them routinely bringing up how dangerous a play it is with absolutely no evidence to say that it is.
Dude, they make terrible lawyers. Goodell wanted this play out of the game, and this is basically kind of like a courtroom sort of thing almost, where you're trying to convince people, trying to convince a jury in a way. And you don't bring in the star witness. Like Alan Mills would have been the star witness in this thing.
Well, you see, my client suffers from multiple personality disorder. Do you have any witnesses that could testify to that? No, just trust me, bro. Just trust me. Have you seen him? Super weird dude.
Now maybe Alan Mills thinks that it is a safe play. You know, maybe he wasn't going to, you know, do the dance that Goodell wants him to do. That's why he wasn't there. One high-ranking...
I don't think that it was that he had a flat tire on the way to the conference.
No, you're probably right. One high-ranking league source said, quote, this has to be another owner, "Lurie was like a guy trying to convince his girlfriend why she shouldn't leave him," end quote. So he's up there sounding desperate, it sounds like, at least according to this one high-ranking source.
According to that high-ranking source, I'm guessing as an owner or family of the owner, because family members were allowed in,
too.
They had to pass a DNA test.
Yeah.
And, I'm wondering about that. That definitely was somebody that voted for the ban.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see Lurie getting up there and saying, "Oh, please, baby, please just give me one more chance. I know I just say,
Would you? I'm being serious. If anybody went up there to try to convince me for an hour about this, that would have affected my vote in a negative way. I'd have been like,
in a bad way. Yeah.
Wasting an hour of my time with this. I'm not even joking.
There's no way it was a concise presentation.
No chance.
There's no way that he got up there. And I don't think it was a 20-minute presentation followed by 40 minutes of questions.
Right.
If it were 20 minutes of presentation followed by 40 minutes of questions, I could excuse that. But I can't excuse a guy just getting up there and rambling for
an hour pontificating. And it had to be that because there were reports of other owners being like, "We done yet here?" Jed York, like, "Have you gotten everything done yet here, Jeffrey? Are we good?"
The whole thing that what I might really have tried to, if I tried to hit the guilt complex or put a guilt trip on them, I might have to really point out the disparity between this play being banned versus other plays, where with other plays, it's either been a serious safety issue or there have been some tactics and strategies that were considered unsportsmanlike or what have you. Through, you know, the Seahawks and the Patriots back in the day were getting really handsy in the defensive backfield and getting away with it. So they just had to tweak it to be more like the game is supposed to look in the rule book.
Yeah.
This is just 100% a team taking advantage of the current rule book and doing a better job at playing really clean and legal football with it. And it just, it grates against me that you could ban it in a year in which the team that's best at that play won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If there was nothing dodgy about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes me some kind of a hypocrite or if I'm trying to straddle the fence. I just couldn't bring myself to do it this year. If the Eagles are eliminated in the wild card round next year or something and I still don't like it, I'm like, okay, yes. Now at least we're not consciously striking a blow to the best team in the league.
Yeah, I don don't think there's any playbook or anything. I think your rationale makes perfect sense to me. You know, like there's no good or bad. I mean, there's bad criteria for sure for voting. Look, mine is I just think it looks stupid. Your reasons are way better than
boring.
Mine.
No. I don't like the play. Yeah. It's just that sequence in the NFC Championship game where they lined up six times to do the tush push.
How long was
it? And through a combination of penalties and not making it, it ended up being 4.5 minutes of the most boring football you
unacceptable.
Can watch.
Yeah, you can't have that. You can't have that. Bro, did we sign Lance McCullers to like a 20-year deal or something? LOL. No, it was a 5-year deal, started in 2022, and it's next year is the last season of the deal. Look, he's gotten paid a lot of money to rehab his injuries.
You know? He comes out next year and wins the Cy Young.
And gets another 5-year deal. No, and then leaves. Yeah,
I don't know. Lance, honestly, I think Lance, that's the tragic part of it for the way a lot of Houston fans feel about Lance, where it's just been nothing but bad luck for him with injuries.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys originally that seemed gung-ho most into Houston. Got a Houston tattoo. Like, he was all about being out in the community and everything.
Yeah.
Even before the Astros had really entered their golden era.
Yes.
That's what stinks about it. There's so many things about him that are exactly what you want out of your professional, if you're a fan of a professional baseball
no
team.
No doubt.
He hasn't been able to stay on the field. I do think that there is at least potential that if Lance had an awesome, let's say the next 1.5 years are awesome, that he totally understands the injury risk and he might end up taking less to stay in Houston if the organization.
If anybody would it'd be him. Yeah. I don't know if he will, but if anybody would, the way he's talked about Houston, I would think it would be Lance.
But I would also get it if he just wanted to be like, man, I need a fresh start.
Maybe,
I got
well, he's you know, death threats a week ago. Here. You know, it was.
I'm taking my coffee shops elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right, Maven. I'm taking Maven on the road. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, new Hall of Fame or Hall of Excellence, we'll call it, popping up in Vegas. Would you visit this hall? We'll tell you who's behind it coming up next. What would a Hall of Excellence in Houston look like? We'll talk about that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.